Margie Latham will share our scripture reading with us.
Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary visits Elizabeth. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Here ends our reading.
Thanks to James Nico Schultz for the video. He's getting quite good at that, James. Nico, I'm trying to train myself. You want to be called Nico? Good job. Really impressive. And thanks to all of you for doing that and sharing it with us. I think our young people get it. The response to John's call to repentance and prepare for Christ's coming is to reach out to others with kindness. So they came up with this project to create meals for the food pantry there at the Catholic Worker House where Nico and Leslie are living. They get the message, the mission statement that this church has claimed over the last number of years. What does God require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? This week, I've seen it in lots of ways happening through this church. As Baruch already talked about, the bags going out to kids at GIAC and Varna Community Center and BGM that he teaches music to. Tony expressed his appreciation for love and support and food and prayers as they've gone through Barbie's illness and dying. The gifts that have gone to Enfield School, to the folks we've got connected with through the Learning Web program, the lunches made again for Friendship Center, volunteers at Kitchen Cupboard Food Pantry, cookies delivered, cards signed to people who can't easily get here to church, cards sent to some of you who are far away, can't come at all, and yet you got a card, hopefully this week, from First Baptist sharing our love with you. These are all small acts, but they are acts of kindness and compassion. They are acts that build community. They matter because they share love. And love, when it's shared, just grows more, doesn't it? They open up our hearts to love others and to love God, the God who keeps coming to us again and again in Christ Jesus, the God who comes to us not in some big, grand, fancy, powerful way, but in the quiet coming of a baby conceived in the womb of a young woman named Mary in Nazareth 2,000 years ago. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we hear of Mary, pregnant, going to Elizabeth, also pregnant, both unexpected, one too young and the other old. And when they greeted each other, the story says they both knew. They both experienced this sense of, yes, this is real, what I've think this is about. They affirmed each other. They felt it in their hearts and they felt it right in their bodies. Elizabeth felt the baby jump in her womb when he heard Mary's voice. And Elizabeth blessed Mary as the mother of her Lord. And she said, "Blessed are you who believes there would be a fulfillment of what the angel spoke to you." From Mary's song, we know that she believed that through this baby, God was getting ready to begin the great reversal. The lowly lifted up, the poor and vulnerable lifted up, the powerful brought down in the imagination of their hearts. I love that line. And we may wonder when we read Mary's hopeful vision of what's going to happen, we may wonder 2,000 years later why these big structural changes still don't seem to have come. But I think God chose and God continues to choose to work through the small, the lowly, the vulnerable, the quiet acts of love and compassion. God chose and continues to choose the way of vulnerability, the way of self-giving. I learned this week about a woman named Carol Houselander, who was a Catholic laywoman in Britain, 1901 to 1950-something. She wrote a book about Mary, calling Mary's God's reed, like a wind instrument with a reed that you blow through. And she writes that when a woman is carrying a child, she develops a certain instinct of self-defense. It's not selfishness or egoism. It's an absorption with the life within, a folding of self like a little tent around the child's frailty. It's a godlike instinct to cherish and someday to bring forth that life, a closing upon it like the petals of a flower closing upon the dew that shines in its heart. She says, this is the attitude we're called to in Advent, to cultivate, to cherish the presence of Christ in each and every one of us, the life within us of God. And she goes on to say, by his own will, Christ was totally dependent on Mary. During Advent, we remember that he was absolutely helpless. He could go nowhere but where she chose to take him. He could not speak. Her breathing was his breath, his heartbeat, and the beating of her heart. Today, she says, Christ is still dependent on us. We are the ones who must carry him into the world, to the dying, to the prisons, the workhouses, the hospitals. And we do it just for one thing, that our hands make Christ hands in our life, that our service may let Christ serve through us, that our patience may bring Christ's patience back to the world. The world is caught up, she says, in the struggle, unbridled, often unlicensed. Freedom is answered by God's bound, enclosed, chosen helplessness and dependence of Christ. Christ in the womb, Christ in the tomb, Christ in each and every one of us. This dependence of Christ lays a great trust on us. And during this tender time of Advent, we must carry him in our hearts wherever he wants to go. And there are many places to which he may never go unless we are the ones who take him. We are the ones called to nurture love in our hearts, love with each other in our community, love with all those we interact with, and called to carry Christ's love into the world. You do it. I see you do it. We do it. We are called to do it more and more, more fully, more freely, more joyfully. Amen.